Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's it like to be in a coma? I'm sure not all comas are the same, obviously. But what is it like? You have any idea?
No.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like, just like a vivid dream, if it's just...
There are two stories that we have shared on this show that have stayed with me forever before we even get to these ones. Because these are excerpts from 29 different people. Probably won't get all of them. That have been in a coma themselves. Some of them are short, a couple days. Some of them are long. But the two that stand out, I don't remember what put the one young man in a coma, but at some point before he recovered, and recovery was never expected, before he recovered and regained consciousness, he heard and remembered, when he regained consciousness, his mother sitting on the edge of his bed, frustrated and saying, "Why can't you just die?"
Oh my God.
I thought that he was not in a coma, but it was like, kind of like a...
like vegetative.
Yeah, right? Like a vegetative, guess, but he was like conscious, so, but they just didn't know if he was actually
he was displaying
taking
no
in,
brain activity,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah. Kind of like, was it Terry Schiavo?
Yeah.
Same ballpark.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the guy who said that he had horrific, horrific terror dreams.
Like the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
This one. When I was in a coma for 4 days, I woke up, everyone was talking about the baby boy. I didn't even know I had been pregnant. My son was at the children's hospital in the NICU. I delivered him via C-section at 29 weeks.
Wow.
All this was due to me having Crohn's disease, which I found out after I woke up. My colon ruptured during pregnancy. My husband said I was talking like a child when I first woke up.
Wow.
That's crazy. You don't even know you're sick. And then you wake up and you have no memory and they're talking about a baby?
That's really wild.
And now your colon is like next to the alarm clock?
Didn't know you were pregnant. And now you're...
I think she knew she was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
She didn't remember being pregnant.
Oh, I
because of the coma.
No, okay.
A friend of mine was in a 6-month coma after an accident. He made sure afterwards, after coming out, to tell everyone around him to talk to people in a coma. Because he could hear them the entire time.
Whoa.
But he noted that you should always tell the person in a coma what happened, where they are, and what's happening to them. Because he said in his moments of lucidity, in between were mixed with truly horrifying dreams. And he would have trouble distinguishing between what was real and what was the dreams.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, like he's saying every day, you'd say, okay, well, you know, David, you had a car accident.
You're in the hospital.
You're in a coma. Yeah. You're getting better. You're safe. God, that'd be crazy.
You remember that one story that we played, I think, maybe 6 months ago about the guy that, I think he was a firefighter, and he was on a call, and something happened, like the building that him and the other firefighters were running into, a roof collapsed or something,
mm-hmm.
and his fellow guys pulled him out of it, but he was in a coma. And he was in a coma for like 10 years.
Oof.
And then out of nowhere, he just woke up one day. And he got to meet all of his kids. Like his son, who was 3 at the time, is now a teenager.
That would be so
yeah.
weird.
God. And awful.
This person writes, I spent 8 days in a coma last year after a particularly traumatic surgery, and my waking thoughts were wondering if I had died or if I had made it. I couldn't open my eyes, and I was on a medical air mattress, so I felt like I was floating. This led me to think that I was dead. And I remember thinking it wasn't so bad and wondering if my dad would come find me. When I realized I was still alive, I thought I had been injured fighting in a war and worried that my wife might not know I was still alive. Trying to communicate with the nurses while intubated and drugged was very difficult. I learned later from my wife that she was there the whole time, and while I was fighting against the doctors and nurses, I would immediately calm down and cooperate when she held my hand and sang to me. It still brings tears to my eyes to think of the love and devotion she had shown me during that time. That's pretty wild. The idea that it would, like, you just know.
That is crazy.
A friend of ours fell into a coma at age 25 around 1992 and woke up at age 36 in 2002. Was a Rhodes Scholar nominee.
Say the what years again?
1992 to 2002. So
wow.
A little more than 10 years. Yep. She was still 25 mentally, as if everything had just pressed pause. Her body was well preserved. She's really fun, cool, and sort of the ultimate cougar. Plus, she totally woke up to the internet. That's true. Some things changed between 02 and 92 and 02.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
92, people are like, hey, I got a cordless phone. You can take it outside. 2002, it's like, hey, everybody's got a phone in their pocket and the internet.
She's like, hey, whatever happened to that politician that played the saxophone?
So for her, it was just a blink of an eye. When she woke up, I remembered this and I heard everybody. It was, I just fell asleep and woke right back up.
Wow, would that be? You'd think people were pulling one over on you.
I would hate that. You wake up and like you don't look any different, but everybody else does. 10 years.
That'd be crazy.
Oh, my God.
Nothing that you knew would be real anymore.
You'd feel like an intruder, right?
Kind of. Like, do I have a home to go to?
Yeah.
Where do I go live?
The most disappointing thing would be finding out that you don't have powers like Captain America when he woke up, right?
Oh, yeah. That would. Yeah. Or like a cool accent. Some people wake up and suddenly they have an accent from the other side of the world.
Well, you know how I always, if I had to get something, it's that. Yeah. But I don't want it to be like a real clunky accent. I want it to be one of the cool ones, like Australian, maybe New Zealand, so I can see Eminem. It's my favorite artist, Eminem.
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 Yeah.
I don't want one of those trash accents. I don't even know which one that is. Probably not allowed to say, but you don't want it either.
I'm sorry. I am so distracted by the story on the news right now. Swarming crickets causing crashes.
A lot of close-ups of crickets crawling everywhere.
A lot of crickets there in Nevada.
That would send me into a coma.
Cricket rich. A lot of Nevada crickets. Midwest has locusts.
Get a flamethrower.
Cicadas.
This lady writes, I was in a coma for 11 days from a severe brain injury. I don't remember being in a coma or waking up. I lost several years of memories prior to the coma. And my brain didn't really start to retain information again until about 6 weeks after the coma. I'm told that my personality changed. I had to rebuild most of my life. It sucked, but I guess it was probably a good thing. Well, that I don't know. Just finding a way to make it nicer. I mean,
well, maybe she was an a-hole beforehand, and now she's pleasant.
That would be so strange. If that's somebody that you knew and all of a sudden they're a completely different person.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They look the same. They sound the same, but they're just completely different.
Their mannerisms are different. And
oh my God. Especially if you're like
different
in a relationship or married to that person.
Right.
You stay with them.
You'd feel like you kind of had to, right?
Isn't that the premise of at least 9 different romantic comedies where somebody goes into a coma and they didn't like the person, but now they do like the person, or their marriage was on the rocks.
Or somebody pretends they were their wife, but they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's no pressure to stay with the person because if they don't remember you.
No, I think the pressure would be like, well, what will people judge me if I leave my wife after she came out of a coma because I don't like her anymore?
Well,
it seems like you bought a product and then it got scratched and you're like, I don't want it anymore.
Well, she's got to make the statement saying, I'm fine with it. I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's nice, but
that would be so hurtful.
I know. God, it would. I was in a coma for 3 days after a car accident where I hit my head. Pretty much, I was driving, then saw the color purple, then I woke up 3 days later.
Oh, that movie really has a profound effect on a lot of people.
It feels like it's 3 days long. There really was nothing. It's not even like sleeping, because you wake up from sleeping, you know you were asleep. It's like blinking. 1 second you're doing something, then the next second it's something different. I have a vague memory of being on a table with a cute guy wiping my nose, and that it hurt really bad. And I remember saying, "You're super cute," but that's all I remember. Jeez. My friend was in a coma for about 10 years. About 10 years ago for roughly 3 weeks. Let me rephrase that. So 10 years ago for 3 weeks after a car accident. When he woke up, we visited him. And when I was alone with him, he told me it was like a lucid dream. The real world was gone. He felt like he was in a world he could create himself for years. He was dead serious. He talked on and on and on about how he had a slight understanding that he was not in the real world anymore and thought he might be in heaven. He felt like he was actually dying, and his last few seconds just stretched on and on forever.
He mentioned
that he could fly, and it was amazing. He spent a little time in the hospital, then went home.
So coming out of the coma was a disappointment for him.
Sounds like
God.
Yeah, damn it, I can't fly.
Okay, so this is one of those articles where they put the part I just read is in bold and a bigger font, and then it continues in smaller underneath. It's terrible. The smaller underneath. The other ones are like, yeah, I guess I could have probably lived without a coma, but whatever. But this one, he mentioned he could fly and that it was amazing. He spent a little time in the hospital, then went home, did therapy, and then 2 weeks later killed himself.
Jeez.
Man. Which probably was a result of realizing I'm not.
I can't fly.
I want to get back there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Wow.
I've had flying dreams before, and they were amazing.
Yes.
Or I could just be like, whoop.
One of our kids bought a book and is trying to learn to control their dreams, to be one of the lucid dreamers. Yeah. I'm like, that is awesome. If you can figure it out, then they're like working hard at it. If you can work hard at
it. I mean, I guess. I don't know, you know. Yeah.
See, my flying dreams suck. I always like fly into things. And then I wake up because I don't, you know, you don't die in your dreams. Or like if I'm running really fast, I'm like, wow, I'm really fast. I'm always running from something. So I'm scared. So it's not even enjoyable. It's not like I've got these superpowers that are incredible. It's more like something really scary is happening.
Get me down from here.
No, I hit a tree.
Yeah, you have like 10% of the powers.
Yeah, you're like flying through cities and seeing the world. And
you're just bumping into buildings.
Yeah, I look like a terrorist in my dreams. Damn it.
Remember, we did that that bit where you get to create your own superpower, but the person to your right gets to add... I tried that with the boys yesterday, except I was the adder of the yeah buts, and they laughed a lot, but man, they did not like it when it was each of their turns.
Yeah, ruin your suit. I'll never forget, Joe was like dead set on every time he fell asleep he could wake up somewhere new, and so I was like, well, every time you wake up I'm gonna punch you in the face. So you have to immediately wake up somewhere else. He got so mad at me.
That was a fun day.
I think, Steve, you were like, yeah, mine is I can fly. And then we said, yeah, but only like 3 inches off the ground.
Yeah. And not and no faster than like a remote control car.
Like backwards or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And then wasn't there someone, every time they used their superpower, they pooped their pants?
It was something like that, or had to fly 3 inches behind somebody farting.
Yeah. No, it was time travel. You could, or you could teleport, but every time you got to your destination, you pooped your pants.
No matter what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would, really. I mean, in real life.
Yeah. I mean, first few times.
Yeah, first time, definitely.
Right? I mean, but that was weird.
I would.
Now my underwear's hot.
I've got butt sauce in my pants.
Butt sauce. Talking about being in a coma, when we did the show in Portland, Maine.
Oh, yeah.
We met Stein, who was in a horrific car accident head on and can speak to this coma thing. Hello, Stein.
Hey.
Hey,
hey bud.
Hey, bud. You were in a coma back in March of 20 when all the rest of us were going through COVID. And you just wanted to get out of it, right?
Well, yeah, because it happened right at the start of COVID.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom telling me when I got woke up, that because I had the neck brace and the trach, I started off with tubes down my throat and everything else. And she said that during the day I was completely fine with it. Didn't touch them at all. But at night when I was actually going to sleep, I would pull at them and try to take them out.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
And that's got to be, that's hard for the loved ones and everybody else, because now you're seeing someone you love who needs that for recovery fighting against it almost. Not that you know you're doing it.
But yeah, Stein, were you in an induced coma?
I was.
Okay, so do you remember any of it? Do you remember people talking to you? Do you remember feeling anything or crazy dreams?
No, I just, that, like I told Tommy, the first half of March of 2020 is completely gone.
Wow. It's like, it was like a blink of an eye?
Yeah, like the last thing I remember is like the day before my accident. Like, that's the last thing I remember. And then.
You don't even remember the accident.
No, I don't remember that day at all.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And then my accident happened at 11 o'clock at night of February 29th. And I don't remember February 29th at all.
You can remember things you did the day before, but like,
yeah, like anything that day. I remember everything before that.
So do you remember actually waking up?
Yeah. So the first thing I remember waking up to was waking up upstairs on the second floor of Main Med, the local hospital here. And it was maybe 2 or 3 days before they shut down visitors because of COVID.
My God. Yeah, I never didn't even think about that's the timing for which you were in there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so did you wake up alone?
But get this. My stepbrother's best friend was a nurse at the hospital, and he switched with a bunch of other nurses to be on my floor to be with me at night.
Oh.
And
that is a good friend.
So So that way I had an outside face that I knew that could get me things like a picture of my family or.
Right. Because here you are coming out of this traumatic brain injury and many, many other injuries. And all of a sudden everybody's wearing all the PPE that they were wearing at that point, and you can't see your family.
Yeah. You probably
terrifying.
Yeah.
Probably thought you were on a different planet.
Stein, we got to roll because we're running late getting to trivia, but we appreciate you calling, man. And we're glad you're okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Love you, bud.
Take care, man.
Man, his story is crazier and crazier.
It is. He shared that with us started a little in the morning and then at the night show in Portland, Maine, during Braggadatemio. See, that's why that game's great. That was unexpected.
I know.
Yes, it certainly was.